Good Moed, Kumlen and Ablat Gemara. It's the second day Chol Hamoed, Pesach. We're in Daf Lamed Zayin, Omer Aleph, about 10 lines from the top, Toshma. Basically, we have a big argument in the Gemara here. We had in the Mishnah, and we're not clear whether the Mishnah is talking about one case or two cases. We have a case called Shehiyah, which means leaving things on the fire. Friday into Shabbos. And Hananiah is of the opinion that once it's halfway cooked, it's Michael ben Rasoi, or a third way cooked, according to other Rishonim, you can leave it on the fire. We're not worried you're going to stoke the coal. Somebody please mute your phone. You're not going to stoke your coal. And we have the Chachamim say no, that even if it's halfway cooked, you have to cover the ashes or remove the ashes. Now I'll leave it on the fire the way it is. And that's one argument. And then, and if... We're not sure if the Mishnah agrees with Hananiah. And if the Mishnah agrees with Hananiah, then the first part of the Mishnah is talking about Shehiyah, leaving things on. And there we bring up Machlekes of Shammai and Hillel, where Shammai says the only thing you can leave on is water. Because water, if you cook it too hard, you know, it evaporates. So therefore, we're not really worried, but not cook food, because they always improve. And Beis Hillel is of the opinion that you can leave hot water or cook food. That's one view. The other view is that the Mishnah actually is not talking about Shehiyah, because Shehiyah... Sorry. So the Mishnah, if the Mishnah is talking about, sorry, let me start again. Sorry. According to Hananiah, if it's halfway cooked, you can leave it on the fire. And our Mishnah here is if it's talking about Shia. If our Mishnah is discussing Shia, then our Mishnah seems to be holding that you have to be fully cooked before you can leave anything on the fire, which means our Mishnah does not agree with Hananiah. Or perhaps our Mishnah is only referring to one case, and that case is Chazara. We're not talking about Shehiyah at all. We're not addressing it because Shehiyah will follow Hananiah, who says halfway cooked, it's all right. It's only Chazara that we are discussing. And the two parts of the Mishnah are really all Chazara, and a few words are missing. But basically, Chazara means that on Shabbos proper, you want to return, you take something off the fire, you want to put it back on. Where Beis Shammai says you cannot put anything back on ever, regardless. And Beis Hillel says you could put back on. And what exactly Chazara means, we'll discuss later in Machlekes Rishonim. When you took it off and when you want to put it back on. So the Gemara's discussion here is our Mishnah talking about only Chazara, so which means when it comes to Shehiya, we follow Hananiah, or is our Mishnah talking two different cases? The first part is Shehiya, which means it has to be fully cooked, not like Hananiah, and the second part is Chazara. So let's the Gemara's continue to try to prove, and we're going to conclude that we have no proof either way, which therefore causes the big Machlekes Rishonim, as we'll soon see. Toshma, come in here. About 10 lines from the top, Lamed Zayin, Omer Aleph. It says in the Braisa, this is not talking about that you can put something on the fire, Ella Al Gaba, only if it's on top of the stove. But, you know, this is what the Mishnah says that you're allowed to. Now, we're not sure if the Mishnah is talking about Shehiyah, leaving it on, or Chazara returning it. This is what you're allowed to, is only on top. But to put it inside, which is hotter, you're not allowed to. Now, why should there be a difference between putting it on top or putting it inside? If you tell me the Mishnah is only focusing on returning things on Shabbos, but Friday afternoon we follow Hananiah that once it's Michael ben Rasoi, you can leave it on even without a blech, without removing the coal or covering it, then Hainu Deshoni ben Toichel al Gaba, we can understand and Chazar the difference between on top and inside. Why? Because if it's inside, it's much hotter and looks like cooking. Well, like Rashi says, Rashi's shitta throughout this whole Gemara is that this is a geder of hatmana, similar to hiding inside. So the same thing is like hatmana. You're putting it inside, this is hatmana. But on top, there's no hatmana. So I understand, on Shabbos, you cannot do that. Eliam, if you can tell me that Lisha is not, if you tell me that the Mishnah is talking about leaving it on the fire on Friday and it has to be fully covered, everything else, so Mali Toicha, Mali Al Gaba. Why should it be, you tell me that what, that Friday, if you want to leave something on the fire, you have to remove all the ashes or cover it. Since you're putting it Friday afternoon, what's the difference? If, since you removed all the coal, it's Friday afternoon, what's the difference you put on top or you put it in them inside? Why should there be a difference? Says the Gemara, no Raya. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about Shehiyah as well as Chazara. And you ask me in Shehiyah, why should there be a difference if you remove all the coal when you put it inside or on top? Me savored up Chalba Rejika. Who told Chalba is discussing the first half of the Mishnah? Asefakai. Just like before, you were happy to learn it's talking about Chazara. Even if you learn the Mishnah is the first part is focusing on Shia, but the second part is Chazara. And it's talking about Chazara, putting it back on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says af machzirin, that a Shabbos proper, the end of the Mishnah says you're allowed to return everything, and comes along at Chalban. When can you return things only on top of the stove? But inside also, because it's very hot and it looks like cooking. Or Rashi says because hot mona. No da'ya either way. Tashma, so coming here, let's have another b'raisa. Beis kirois, you have two stoves, hamas imais, that are like twins, that are alongside each other. Achas grufa v'ktuma. One of them is completely removed the coal, or you covered it with ashes. V'achas she'ena grufa v'ena ktuma, is not covered. So mashin, you could permit it to leave things al gabik grufa v'ktuma. On the one that's completely covered, you can leave things. But the ein mashin, you cannot leave things al she'ena grufa v'ena ktuma, the other oven. Uma hein mashin, what are you permitted to leave on there, even though you remove the coal and everything else? What can you leave on there? Beshamai says, leklum. Mishamai says you cannot leave anything on there. Even though you remove the coal and everything else, you cannot leave anything on there. Sounds like the head of Mishamai, none of your kelim should be working on Shabbos. And Beis Hillel says, Chamin, the only thing you're allowed to leave, even if you have a blech on there, the only thing you're allowed to leave, according to this version of Beis Hillel, is Chamin, hot water or soup. Avaloi, tafshil. But you cannot leave on there cooked food. In other words, it's totally not like our Mishnah. What about okar? You remove something from the top of the stove. Everyone says you cannot return it. So Kodra Mei, there's no such thing as chazara, and the whole argument Sham Hill is Shia, and even Beis Hillel only allows chamin, not tafshul. That's Rav Meir's view, which obviously is not our Mishnah. But comes along Rabbi Yehuda, and what we're going to try to do is work out whether our Mishnah fits in at least with Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's see what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'shabai says, chamin, you can leave on the hot water. We're talking about Shia now. Avaloi tafshul, not cook food. Rabbi Siloimim, chamin, with tafshul, you leave hot water and cook food. We're talking about that you did a blech, and according to Rabbi Siloimim, you can leave on the hot water and cook food. So clearly, at least according to this Braise, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who's more lenient, learns that Shehiyah is also needs to be fully cooked. Otherwise, you have to have a blech. Halfway cooked means nothing. In other words, we don't follow Chananya. That's what the Gemara's question is going to be. But meanwhile, we continue. Beishama Eimin Nedlam was in, you can never turn anything back on the oven. And Beisil, no, leaving on, you can leave hot water. But to returning nothing, Beisil Eimin Af Marzini, you can return. Now, we're trying to work out our Mishnah. E Amni Bishlam Elishas Nav Amishas, also including discussion about leaving things on the fire on Friday. And holds not like Chananya, but holds like Chachamim, that it has to be fully cooked. The Masnei Seman Rabbi Yehuda, the author of our Mishnah, exactly, is like Rabbi Yehuda. That has to be fully cooked, and that's Machleke Shaman Hill, Chamin, or Chamin Vetavshel. Aliyam, you can tell me Lahachsit, and I'll even tell me that our Mishnah is talking about returning on Shabbos. But leaving things on Friday afternoon, you can leave even if it's halfway cooked. Is Masnei Mani, who in the world's author of our Mishnah, Lay Rabbi Yehuda, Lay Meir, our Mishnah is neither Rabbi Yehuda, Lay Meir. Because Eid Ameir, if it's Ameir, Kashil Beishamai Bechoda. If it's Ameir, then we have a problem with Beishamai. Okay, true Ameir says Beishamai cannot return, which is exactly like our Mishnah. But in our Mishnah, says Beishamai says you can leave hot water, and Ameir says you can't leave anything. So obviously that can be our Mishnah. It can be the Ameir, number one. And number two, the Beis Hillel, and the way Beis Hillel's version is Betarti, actually, in two things. Because the Mishnah, Beis Hillel allows Chamin and Tafshil even... even if it's not Gorf. And here it says that only if you removed the ashes, only you can allow Chamin and not Tavshil. And if it was not Gorf, you can't leave anything on. So, Rabbi Yehuda, Kashi Gurf Ktuma, and if it's Rabbi Yehuda, and if the author of our mission is Rabbi Yehuda, the author, so if you're going to learn that our mission is talking about lahachzer, which means you hold that if you're leaving on Friday afternoon, you don't even need a blech. Here, they're talking about with the blech, and still, Rameyah says, you know, that nothing you can leave on Kamei Shammai, only Chamin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can leave on Chamin, only if there's a blech, according to them, and Chamin. Rabbi Yehuda, Kashi, Grufa, Viktum. Rabbi Yehuda says clearly that you do need a blech, and yet, according to you, our Mishnah holds that you don't need a blech. If our Mishnah don't talk about Chazor, then our Mishnah would hold by Shi, you don't need a blech. Again, no proof. I can tell you that we're talking about maybe returning. Our Mishnah is talking about returning, which means you can leave things on the fire Friday afternoon once it's partially cooked, Marchel ben Derusoy, without covering the ashes or removing it. The Tana didon sava look Rabbi Yehuda b'chada pole b'chada. Our Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda in one respect and argues Rabbi Yehuda. Sava Rabbi Yehuda b'chada. He agrees Rabbi Yehuda that regarding the argument of Shammai Hillel that b'chamin b'tafshil, that Hillel holds you can put chamin and tafshil, and Shammai holds only chamin. and the Neutlin and Marzilin, that all that he agreed with him, but where he argues and you say it has to be Gorev Akotim. Our Mishnah holds you don't even need Gorev Akotim if it's Friday afternoon. He holds like Hanani, you don't have to cover it, but Rabbi Yehuda Sava, but Lisha, that may Gorev Akotim in. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no. That he holds like the Chachamim, that it has to be fully cooked. If it's completely removed, fine, Eloyloy. But otherwise, if it's not fully cooked, you cannot leave it on unless all the ashes have been removed. And we don't resolve it. Big machlekes are showing in the Rif, and other are showing him how we paskin over here, Rabbi Goyen. And bottom line is that the Bes Yosef is machmer like the Rif, that you cannot leave things on the fire if it's not fully cooked, unless it has a cover, a blech. And according to the Ramah, we follow the other Rishayim who say that we follow Chananya, like Rashi paskins there, and Tosfos paskins there, and others, because in the hand of Yotesh already, the Mishnah there clearly sides with, the Stam Mishnah sides with Chananya, that once it's halfway cooked, we are not worried, Shem Yechata, that you are going to stoke the coal. Now we're going to see in the Gemara now going will be a number of opinions, and we shouldn't get lost. All those opinions, we're going to have arguments that even if it's fully cooked, if you continue cooking it and it improves, but stomach, it shrivels up, of a yafalai, like a stew, it's really good for it, then maybe even then, you have to have a blech, otherwise you cannot leave it on. And all of those arguments are going to be within the opinion of the Rabban. According to the Chananya, once it's halfway cooked, it's not an issue anymore. Okay, before we get to that, Yiboyle, we have a question. Mahu lismeba, can you lean some food against a stove? That what if it's not, you didn't remove the coal? Now, when we say remove the coal, according to most of Shani, means remove all the coal. According to the Balamoyer, it means putting it on the side. And that's enough that you're not going to stoke it. Toicha v'gaba osun. So we know the inside and on the top you're not allowed to. It's also avol lisma b'shabbat. I mean, maybe putting it next to it since it's outside anyway. So therefore, you're not going to stoke the coal. If you really wanted to cook it, you would have put it on the top of the fire. Idimolishna. Once you make a gzeda, it makes no difference. Toshma, come in here. Stoy kiros hamas imais. If you have two stoves that are next to each other. We just learned the Braisa, Achaz Group 2, Mashin Group 2. One is covered, removed, and one isn't. Mashin Lagab Group 2. You're allowed to leave it on the one that the ashes are covered. Afapit, Gafagav, the Kosologle have all the Midach. But meanwhile, it's like leaning on the other one. So here we have a case. Okay, the stove that it's sitting on, there's no, the coals are covered. But the stove that it's next to, but it's leaning on, is a Lechait, it's like leaning, is it's getting benefit from that, and the heat is rising and covering the pot as well. And we're not worried, you're going to stoke the coal there, even though it's not covered the coal. So you know what, he cannot compare. It's not leaning against the wall there because the heat rises and then goes around this pot which is suspended in the air. Therefore, it's too far away that we're worried that you're going to throw the coal. It's not going to help much anyway. So we're not worried. It doesn't prove either way. Tashma coming here. Damar b'safra b'chiyat kitma. What happens if you cover the ashes, then nislapsa? But then the fire came up on its own. So you did a pu'ula, you did an act to show that you don't want to increase the fire, you actually reduced the fire, but nevertheless it blew up on another, wind came and it came in an inferno. Yet it says you can leave things there, you're allowed to leave things on top of it. As far as you're concerned, you did over there gorev for kotum. It blew up afterwards on its own, it doesn't matter. Shmami, no, it doesn't approve that lismachnami, that even if you want to lean against it, the only reason why you're allowed to is because you did an act to show that you're not interested in the fire increasing. Kitma in like kitmaloi. Doesn't that prove that? Now, a very important thing here we learn from here is that if the fire increases on its own, it doesn't counteract what you did. But what happens if, let's say, you put a blech on your stove and then afterwards you adjust the fire, you realize the fire is too low and you increase it? You just canceled your blech in a way. And therefore, many poskim hold, you know, I'll do that. You have to remove the blech and put it back on again because you canceled your act by putting a blech on kitma. But it wasn't in a slap, so you were malabin it. You increased the fire. So you got to be very careful. Well, the time makes, you can put it back to him. Okay, so that's your whole deduction because it says, it says God of a kotum, and it says over there samuch, and then on top of it, l'taymech noitli miman elektroni. It says over here also, you could take things off there. Are you going to tell me that only kitma in? You make the same inference about only if you lower the fire, you're allowed to take pots off the fire. Like kitma loy, if you didn't cover the fire, you can't take a pot of the fire. Why not? What are you doing there? Obviously, the focus is on the chazara, not on the nitla. So the same thing here. The focus is on gaba, not on the samuch. And therefore, Samech maybe makes no difference if there was if the fire is exposed or not. What are you comparing? Before you can return it, you got to take it off. So therefore, it makes sense why it says noitlin. But over here, it's two separate cases, two disparate cases. Leaving it on the stove or leaning against the wall, two separate cases. And yet he includes the seimich. And he says only if there was a fire on it. It seems to be that what? Only if it's God of a cotton. It seems that even seimich, you need a God of a cotton. Tonon noitlin shumachzin. Elohocha seimichin b'chab mokum. Mekaimim b'chab mokum. Two different places. So bottom line, what's the din? Toshma, come in here. Kira stove, shisikua, that you heat it up, big geffen, that's the leftover sesame seeds, or you extract all the oil, and but it still burns very strong. With the 18 more twigs, same chimla or burnt wood, you're permitted to lean against it. The ain mekaimin elim can grow for victumna. So it's clearly it's smicha is mutter. Because we say that if you were semichit, you're not really going to play with the fire. If really you wanted to burn faster, you would have put it on top of the fire. By putting it semich, it means you don't want it to cook, you just want to warm it up. So we're not worried you're going to play around with the coal. So you can have an open fire and put something next to it, as long as it doesn't get the yatzlet by on Shabbos. Or before Shabbos, there's no problem. Gecholim coal sh'amamu. Coal, what about coal that died on its own? So before we had a case where you diminished the fire, but then it blew up on its own. Here, it died on its own. You placed on it a very thin piece of material. So clearly from here that Ketuva doesn't really have to reduce the fire. Even though Rashi keeps on saying that it has to reduce the fire, because he's talking about Hatmana. And Hatmana, you're not allowed to put Matman something that adds heat. So therefore Rashi says, but by reducing the fire, it's like especially reducing the heat, doesn't matter. But all other Shayim say because of Heker. And this is a Heker. By covering it, it's a Heker, you won't therefore come to play with the fire. And that's why many say a blech, even though it doesn't cover the knobs, it's good enough. Because by putting something on the fire, it's a heck, and you're not going to remember. If you went ahead and you lowered the fire, and then the fire went up on its own, so he says that if the fire, you reduced the fire, and then it jumped up on its own, you're allowed to leave the cooked, the hot thing that was completely cooked, the tafshabir completely cooked, clearly from here, this does not follow Hananya, because according to Hananya, even if it's an exposed fire and halfway cooked or third cooked is all right. Here it says it has to be fully cooked, so it's obviously the Chachamim. And yet we're talking about an interesting case. You reduce the fire and then it blew up on its own. If it's fully cooked, you're allowed to. Shmamino, it seems from here, mitzdamik v'yofle mutter. Okay, when it comes to hot water, if you cook it longer, it just evaporates, so it's bad for it. But when it comes to food, if you continue cooking it, it's good for it. Turns into stew, it's very good. It shrivels up and it's good. So l'chayit, it seems to me that if it's 100% cooked, you're still allowed to put it on the fire if it improves, because as long as it's 100% cooked, we're not scared you're going to stoke the coal anymore, because it's totally edible. It's only a question of being better. So you must say, even that you cannot prove from here. You know why? Because here's an extraordinary case. Here you did an act to reduce the fire. So shiny hocha de kitma. Over here we're talking about the cases where you actually reduce the fire, so you megala das that you're not happy with it shriveling because you reduce the fire. That's the only reason why, if it's fully cooked, you can leave it there. But otherwise, even fully cooked, if it's mistamik v'yafaloi, according to the Rabbanon, you cannot leave it on the fire. If you went ahead and you reduced the fire, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that even though the fire increased again, you might think that cancels out the kitmah. Since it blew up, since the fire, I guess, blew up again. Therefore, it cancels the act of reducing the fire. So maybe even if it's fully cooked, it should be also, if it's time to be off, that's all right. Very similarly, kitma behuvara, he says practically the same thing, that if you reduce the fire, then it blew up again. Mashin alea, you're allowed to leave on it chamin shehuch mekol tzarchon, if liquids are totally cooked up, and here if you mitztamik veraloi, and betavshil shebishel kol tzarchon, even though mitztamik veyofaloi, you're allowed to, once it's fully cooked, and you did an act to reduce it, all right. I feel like a cholim shel reisim, even if these kind of coal that burn really, really well, and they don't get extinguished so fast. Shmamina also seems from him, it's tamik v'yafalei mutter. So Gemara wants to rule from here, according to Chachamim, who say they have to be fully cooked before you can leave it on the fire, would hold that, but once it's fully cooked, even though it's tamik v'yafalei, it's all right. So Gemara, no, shiny hocha, here is different, the kitma. Here is different because you actually reduced the fire. That's why, if it's fully cooked, it's tamik v'yafalei, it doesn't bother us. Ihochi ma'i lememra, what's the chiddush? Huvra itzichalei, that even though the fire increased on its own, it doesn't cancel the kitma. Says Gemara Hainu Hach. So what's Rabbi Yochanan adding that we didn't already know from the previous din? Rabbi Yishchak bar Nachmeni named Rabbi Eishia. Rabbi Eishia lived, you know, was before Rabbi Yochanan, or from the last of Tanoim. Says the Gemara, you know what he adds? He's adding that even though you have these hot coals, and therefore they burn longer and everything else, still you're allowed to leave on it a fire. Omer Rav Sheish says, food if it's fully cooked. Rav Sheish in the name of Yechon says something totally different. So the way we learned till now is these two opinions agree with the Chachamim that you cannot leave something on a fire unless it's fully cooked. And it has to be mestamik v'rala. The only time mestamik v'yofla is good is if you did a pula to diminish the fire. Comes along Rav Sheish and Rav Yechon and he says, no. He says that the halacha rechananya. Kira shisikua begefes ve'etzim, if you have a kira, that you heated it up there with the gefes and etzim, mashin lechamish lechum kotzorche, you're allowed to leave on the hot water that wasn't fully cooked. V'tafshe, sholei bishe kotzorche, and food that wasn't fully cooked. Mo'ayk lechananya. Okar, but once you removed it and now you want to return it, that you cannot return unless it's a blessing. Yachzat shiigro v'achit nefer. Why? Because it mechzikim evashel. It looks like you're cooking. So on Shabbos, it's a different, not because you're going to soak the coal, because it looks like cooking. Because clearly, Rabbi Yechon holds, our Mishnah is only talking about returning. But if you want to leave something there Friday, even though you didn't quite put a blech on it, it's all right. No, but this Rabbi Yechon paskin lechananya, and that's why Rashi and Tosfos and all the other ones, also because of Rava in a minute, paskin lechananya. Omer Rava says Rava, tarvayu taninu. We actually learned both of these things. Whether to leave things on. In fact, this din, that you can leave something on with no blech, if it's partially cooked, we already learned before, previously, in a Stam Mishnah. And also about Chazara, we also learned. And so what's Rabbi Yechon coming to tell us? What's the question here? Yeah? What did we learn? Something like this. Lisha is Tanina. We learned Mefedish in a Stam Mishnah that you're allowed to leave things on the fire even though it's not fully cooked. A nation is supposed to now put bread in the oven. Im chashecha toward the evening, will a charol gabe chol nor a biscuit on top of coal. Elik the yikun upana as long as it turns brown. How come upana? Shadi lahachze. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to unless it became brown. So we were medayik. We infer, but if it did become brown, then you are allowed to what do you call it? You're allowed to leave it on the fire. Clearly. And baking and cooking is all the same thing, same principle. So clearly that you're allowed to. Like Chananya. And that's what Rabbi Yechon is telling us that you're allowed to. Like Chananya is a fair Mishnah. Then Lahachze, the other din of Rabbi Yechon by Chazor, it has to be a blech and all that. Namitin, also learned. Basil and Basil says, Af Machzidin. Basil says you're allowed to return it. But Ad Kan like a Shoda Basil. And when is Basil Mate Chazor? El Begruf of Victumah. Only Begruf of Victumah. And this is our mission at the beginning of this Perek. But if it wasn't covered, loy. So what in the world is Rabbi Yechon adding? Says the Gemara of Rav Sheish is not me. The Yukid the Mastisik Kamashlan. Rav Sheish is the way Rashi learns. Other terms differently. It's just commentary. The Mishnah in the test doesn't say clearly. But if it was more than halfway cooked, you can leave it on. It just says you cannot leave it on if it wasn't turned brown. So he spells out. But if it did turn brown, even though it's not fully baked, you can leave it on in the fire. So that's so. Therefore, clearly Rava and Rav Sheish is paskin like Chananya. Another Rabbi Yechonan, Kida al stove, shehisi kua begefs veitzim, a stove that was heated up with gefs veitzim, mashin alay, you can only leave on the tafshil, you can only leave on the tafshil, shebisha kol tzorchon, v'chamin shehuchma kol tzorchon. You're allowed to leave only things that are fully cooked, v'afilu mestambik v'yofla. So here you have another version of Rabbi Yechonan, which is similar to on top of the page, that what? That you can leave on the fire only if it's fully cooked, even though it's mustamik v'yafalai, even though it's improving. One of the rabbis said, "Shmuel Yehuda, how Rabbi Shmuel and Tavaya, but Rabbi Shmuel both say mustamik v'yafalai aser." So Rabbi Yechon holds, according to this version, like the Chachamim, but he holds mustamik v'yafalai is mutter. But Rabbi Shmuel both say that mustamik v'yafalai is actually aser because any improvement you might stoke with a fire. And Rabbi Yechon on top of the page, who also said mistamek v'yafalei is mutter, only in the case where kitma, where you first diminish the fire, which would sound like that version of Rabbi Yechon agrees with Rabbi Shmuel. Amalei, so he said back to him, Otu les ano yoda, don't I know the Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, mistamek v'yafalei? But ki kamin, what I'm telling you is Rabbi Yechon kamin, I'm telling you name Rabbi Yechon, what do you tell me Rabbi Shmuel? You who are close to Rav and Shmuel, very difficult to understand which Rav Ashi this is. Some want to say this is the first Rav Ashi, not the second Rav Ashi. Others want to change the Gisha to somebody else, that it wasn't Rav Ukva or wasn't Rav Ashi. But the Rosh quotes the Gemara and proves from here that the halacha, like the Rif, that the halacha chamim, and he says, oh, because Rav Ashi and Rav Ukva, Rav Ashi, so it's a bit hard to understand how Rav Ashi was close to Rav Shmuel when he lived so many years later. So you were close to Rav Shmuel, look Rav Shmuel. And now we can Rav Yechon. We will do like Rav Yechon. Oh, by Rav Yosef. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Mahu Lishes. See, yes, Rav Yosef, what do you think? What's your opinion? Are you allowed to leave a pot on an open fire Friday? So far we have three opinions. Hananya says you're allowed to, once it's called a cotton. We have the Chachamim saying not allowed to, but we have two opinions in the Chachamim. Once it's fully cooked, you're allowed to, or you have to still wait till Mistamik Vidallah. So yes, Rav Yosef, what's your opinion? Amalei said, Ha Rav Yehuda Mashalei. Rav Yehuda used to leave on Fridays, the Ochel, and he used to eat. Amalei said to him, Bar Minei de Rav Yehuda. You cannot bring any proof from Rav Yehuda. Why? The Kivan de Mesukenu, he had the sickness, which was a matter of life and death, and he had to eat sweet things from time to time. Is that filled with Shabbos? Nami Shalom Evelei. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to cook for him. So, Karsh Nefashos. You can't prove anything from what he did. Leave Lachmai. What about me and you? We're healthy. What's the din with us? Amalei, he said to him, Besura and Sura, Mashu, they would leave it on the fire. The Haram Nachman by Yitzchak Moridu of the Havran is very, very meticulous in all of his halachas, and yet he personally, Mashu, Lovachal, he would leave it there and eat. Amalei, this is even harder to say. Ka'im the Kamei de Rav Huna. How could Rav Ashi say, I stood before Rav Huna? That's impossible. Unless it's a different Rav Ashi altogether, or unless it's some people who go to instead of Huna, Rav Kahana. But Rav Ashi said, I stood before Rav Kahana, or a different Rav Ashi, Vishoyin Lay, and they left on the fire, Kosa Dahasana, the famous Kosa Dahasana, which is fish cooked with oil and flour, or fried in oil and flour, Ava Ochal, and he ate it, even though it was left on the fire, not fully cooked before Shabbos. But Lo Yedayna, I don't know, Imishum de Kesavar, now could be it was fully cooked, but he left it on the fire. Is it because he holds mitzdamik v'yafaloi mutter? He holds that if once it's fully cooked, I don't care if it improves, it's all right. Or imishun kiven to eat by michel this flour, the mitzdamik v'yafaloi flour gets burnt. In other words, other parts of the fish will get improved over sitting on the fire, but the flour gets burnt. So maybe he viewed it as a mitzdamik v'yafaloi. So we're talking about it's fully cooked on Friday. The only thing is, most of it is mitzdamik v'yafaloi, part of it is mitzdamik v'yafaloi. So it's hard to tell what exactly his opinion is. That Mestamek Yavla is still all right, or he holds Dafke because part of it is Mestamek Yavla, and therefore he's not really going to stoke the coal. Amram Nachman says, Mestamek Yavla Osa. I hold, so these opinions are all in the Chachamim. That's what led, one of the reasons was led the Rif to Paskin like the Chachamim. Rav Nachman said, Mestamek Yavla Osa. Rav Nachman says that if it's improving, it's still Osa. Mestamek Yavla Mutta, the only time you can leave it on the fire without a blech is if it's 100% cooked, and if you increase the fire, you're going to ruin it. Klol knows the rule is kol diizba micha. If there's flour, their flour gets burnt and ruined. Mitzdamik v'aloi, it's considered mitzdamik v'aloi. Levan metafshel the lifter. Besides the cooked food with the turnip, as we learned before in Barachas, that the only way you can really eat it is if you cook it with meat, because it sort of makes it more subtle. Otherwise, it's dangerous. The avagav diizba micha. Even though there's flour, mitzdamik v'yafelo. Even though there's flour and in a shrivel, it's good. That's the only thing that flour is all right. There must be meat included. It's no good. And even you forget. The way it works is the only way the meat really gives out all of its flavors is if you dice the meat. But if you have guests, you don't dice meat. So if you don't need it for guests, then you dice the meat, and therefore it improves the flavors, and therefore it's mistamig v'alochi. Avo kaboy l'alochi, if you need it for guests, mistamig v'alochi. Then, if you dice it, it's mistamik v'ralo, and you can leave it. What about lifta, food made out of figs, or dice, which are grits, you know, broken up pieces of wheat, with tamre and dates, food made out of that, mistamik v'ralo, all of those, if you leave it on the fire too long, it gets worse, so therefore, now where are you going to stoke the coal? Okay, we'll stop here. This is the blot of Daf Lamed Zion. This is the first day Chalamoid.